I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. With buck season in the rearview mirror, some West Virginia hunters will be looking for their activities in December. Now, why not give duck hunting a try? Talk a little more about it right after this. West Virginia's duck season will now pick back up since we're into the month of December. Waterfowl biologist Mike Peters at DNR says there are plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, that's one nice thing about the waterfowl seasons, having a three-way split the way we do. You got this final split carries you all the way into January, so still a lot of opportunity to hunt ducks.
So far this fall, the weather hasn't been all that productive in forcing ducks and geese to start seeking warmer weather.
I believe it has. You know, most of our birds don't start moving south until they get a good cold push up in the Canadian provinces. So I think we're a little behind on our migration, but things are looking up. The next 2 weeks are supposed to be getting colder, so hopefully that'll push some ducks down our way.
Technically, West Virginia is in the Atlantic Flyway, but in reality, the state straddles the edge of both the Atlantic and the Mississippi Flyway, and it's possible to get ducks headed into either destination. And this is when you'll start to see some really interesting ones, according to Peters.
This is when we get our really neat species showing up, things like redheads and canvasbacks, all our diving ducks, scalp. Typically, those types of birds will be showing up at this time of year.
Now, he mentioned diving ducks, and I asked him to elaborate a little further.
Ducks are generally broken into three groups. You got sea ducks, diving ducks, and puddle ducks. So puddle ducks are things like mallards, black ducks, your teal, wood ducks. Your diving ducks are the ones that actually have to feed underwater. They actually dive. So you're looking at scalp, redhead, canvasbacks, and those types of ducks.
And do we get any sea ducks through here?
Well, you know, once in a while we do. So we had a strange weather event a couple weeks ago, and there were some surf scoters showing up on Cheat Lake. The sea ducks will also show up on the Ohio River occasionally, but it has to be a real strange weather pattern for that to happen.
And if you're going to give duck hunting a try, you better have some knowledge.
Yeah, so that's what makes waterfowl hunting a little more challenging, because you really need to be able to identify ducks on the wing, because there are those bag limits, like you can only shoot four mallards, so of only which two can be hens. So you got to really be on top of your duck ID if you're going to waterfowl hunt.
Also, you need to have your federal migratory waterfowl stamp and use non-toxic shot in your shotgun. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.